Welcome everybody to Shir number 1478. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dayv Ben Rabbi Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ramosha Lufu Shalema Sore Gittel Bas Tzivya. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we started talking about last Shir in reference to various different things, reference to running, jumping, skipping. So just real quickly to go through it in general. Now, we're not talking about when one is going to do a mitzvah, which we'll see it's a little bit different. Somebody, let's say they're running to shul, something along those lines. But just in general, just like this, you know, that they run, somebody runs. I'll run down, you know, a couple of blocks just for the, you know, I like running wise, skipping, hopping, jumping, all that one is not supposed to do. And we'll see by children it's a little bit different also. But a regular adult, in general, the letter of the law, as they say, running, jumping, skipping, hopping, these type of things should not be done, is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. And in general, not just that, but even taking larger steps, more than an amma, steps that are more than an amma, taking large steps, also one should be careful. In general, just regular leisurely walking, but not taking larger steps in general, more than an amma. How much that is, we're not going to get into all the measurements. I just want to bring the halacha out. We have it out in the open. We have an understanding. Somebody has a question on these things, a little bit more detail, they should definitely ask and find out. But an interesting thing, he brings down from the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah talks about it even during the week. If somebody takes large steps, it's brought down, it takes away 1/500th of a person's eyesight. Chamesh meyus of, or enav. So how does a person get it back? So it's interesting. It's brought down that the Gemara brings down in Masechta Shabbos and so on. That when the person takes away 500ths of the eyesight on large steps, but you get it back when you're looking. Mishnah Berurah talks about looking into the candles. Other bring down looking into the wine, drinking the wine, looking into the wine, looking into the Shabbos candles, meaning the neiros, as one is saying Kiddush, looking into the wine and so on. That all that brings back the eyesight from during the week. It's an interesting concept. But now again, I don't want to get into all the details right now. But that's the basic concept of it. Very, very beautiful concept. This is what it means, looking at the neiros of Shabbos, looking at the wine, and so on. One actually gets back their full eyesight from the rushing, running, jumping during the week. It doesn't mean during the week it's also to do, but if somebody runs, jumps, they take these large steps, not so much jumping, but taking large steps in general, it's brought down that 1/500th of the eyesight goes. One again, looking in the candles. And in the wine, some people put the wine in their eyes, some people by Havdalah, but and so on. There's various different minhagim, but the Mishnah Berurah does bring down, it's an important thing to look at the candles Friday night, the neiros and the wine, and that helps bring it all back. So it's an interesting thing. But on Shabbos, in general, it's not a question of just missing losing part of the ice. It's a question whereby it's actually usher. You know, running, jumping, skipping, the letter of the law is all us. Again, we'll see, like we said, small children, mitzvahs, and so on. So that's an interesting concept. Now, part of this whole issue, which we've been talking about, is the issue of doing exercise in general. I think in general most people don't do exercise, but one should be careful doing regular exercise. Not just the running and the jumping part, but a person says, I'll get that on the floor, start doing push-ups, right? I'm doing push-ups and all these different type of exercises, making a person sweat and so on. And these type of things, one is not allowed to do on Shabbos, and there are issues of refuah, lemaisa. Also, it's running into questions of refuah. But be it as it may, in general, doing exercise is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Someone would say it's whether it's either refuah of the dechayel, or it falls under these the isurim of divrei kabbalah and so on. Now, what I do want to say, one should know there are certain times that certain people for certain issues. Medically, mamish medically, they have to do exercise. So obviously one has to consult with a rav. and find out then there's certain times that you could do and certain times that not just you could, certain times that you have to do it on Shabbos itself also. But again, a person should, it's just a general, all these things that we're talking about, excuse me, the general concept of it is, like we're saying, is usher. But again, if it's something that somebody needs, a doctor said, well, you have to exercise every day, no matter what, 7 days a week, and this and that, whatever. Sometimes a question of weight, obesity, whatever it is. I'm just giving, you know, a person has to talk to a Rav, and, you know, tell, explain to the Rav what was said by the doctor, what exactly has to be done. And of course, to take it from there. But just time like this, you know, just time, I have a day off, you know, Shabbos, I'm home anyways, I'm not working, so I'll do my exercise, you know, my rounds of exercise on Shabbos. That you can't do, that you can't do. Alright, so it's an important thing to keep in mind, but not just stand like this, because sometimes it does come into certain medical issues whereby one has to do it, so of course a Rav has to be consulted. Now, I do want to make you know, make it clear that going for a regular walk, well, I'm not talking about fast walking, these type of things, that I'm not getting into that right now, but a regular person goes for a walk after shower, after the meal, right? Many times people go for a walk, even though medically it's a very good thing to do. I mean, my father, Oliver Shalom, used to say also, after you eat a big meal, you go for a walk, you go for, you know, it helps digest the meal, whatever. So even though somebody might just have it in mind, well, you know, medical, I don't want to say the word medical reasons, but to help digest the food or whatever, so that's okay, I'm going for a walk and go for a nice walk. It's a nice thing to do, of course, enjoying the fresh air. It's Shabbos Kodesh, you go outside, beautiful. So that is not a problem at all. When we talk about exercise, we're talking about, you know, person does stands. He brings down some interesting examples. A person stands and does jumping jacks. They do running, you know, like you ever see people, these runners, and they, I remember Belsky, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, used to say, you know, you see the joggers, you know, when it comes to a red light, they're still jogging, but they're not going anywhere, they're not getting anywhere, but they jog in the place, right? They keep on jogging in the spot that they're at. You know, so it was an interesting thing, but that's part of jogging. People do jumping jacks, people do push-ups, there's many, many different type of things, so all that is classified as exercise. But when it's just some person goes for a walk, I go for a leisurely walk, that's not a question of exercise. We'll see if we could get into the fast walking, that's a different story. But just some leisurely walk is not a problem. Thank you for listening.